freedom, liberty, the pursuit of happiness is, until it isn't. If you're in trouble with the law, facing jail time, parole, probation, or sentencing, then stay tuned for Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris. It may just save your life.
Welcome to the show. My name is Greg Harris, G. Blackwell Harris, a.k.a. G. Blackwell. You can find me at bbsradio.com/JPPS, and all the links are there. All the AKAs are there. Name of the show, and welcome to the program. The name of the program is Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival. That being the topic of the show, that more so lines up with where I'm proficient at surviving, the undercurrents of jail and all the other things that may come with it, the things that may be you can attribute to slowing your life up or pausing your life or causing you fear. So I'm here to refute that and show you that if you're under that particular situation, or you may know someone that's, going through that same type of program that I had to go through, I'm here to show you that there is an encouraging way to, go through that process. Should you, be the particular person that has to go through that or not. At the same time, you may just be able to glean something from the program through conversation, and we'll go from there. As I said, I'm your host, G. Blackwell, streaming at you on BBS Radio Channel 1, as well as podcasting on demand, the following day or so forth. And first of all, I'd like to start the show off by saying that I would like to wish everyone out there a happy Memorial Day. I would like to dedicate the show to all the veterans, but especially my father, Thomas Harris Sr., for his service in the armed forces, and to any other of the veterans out there that have served, that have passed or living, or has been wounded or otherwise. This show is dedicated to you. And as I mentioned in the last, I believe it was last week's show, I got a chance to feel a bit of the armed forces. Not that I ever joined or anything like that, but when I was incarcerated at Vandenberg Air Force Base, and that's where I was deployed. So I got a chance to feel the adoration and the honor that those guys have for what they do. I get a chance to witness it firsthand right there. So I'm not afraid of the government. I used to live there. But moving on, just this week, what we're looking at is the federal indictment that were handed out in El Monte. I believe they were targeting a particular gang there. And looking at that, a friend of mine here in Los Angeles gave me a call, just to make mention, hey, Greg, Channel 5 or Channel 4 or whatever it was, about what the feds are doing, the marshals, the gangs over in a particular area. Well, what happens when that, they're going to flood the system, and it's going to get tougher. This is just not really a good time to be in jail because, of all the heated attitudes that we have out here in the everyday world. you can multiply that by any number of your imagination. Come up with the equation of what you may have to go through in there with that temperament, with the same temperament. So when I saw that arrest, as I flipped the channel, the first thing I said was, whoa, brother's got trouble. Because, I mean, it's like a war zone, especially in the, like the MCCs or the MCCs or the county jail, you know, when you first go in. So, yeah, that was the first thing I thought about. And when I saw that, it just, I got immediately grateful, very, that I'm not in that predicament, that I was able to walk through that predicament. And, you know I have some young followers out there that, you know, that are relatives as well on Facebook as well as Instagram, which I love both of those platforms. And I just want to say to them, welcome to the show if you're listening. And even if you're not, the thing is, the main purpose for this show is to deter anyone from believing or thinking or assuming or coming up with a bright idea that they have to take that walk, or that walk may be necessary, or that walk is worth it, it's worth the risk. So that's the main purpose of the show, is to, you know, combat that thinking, first of all, to let you know in a real way, as real as possible, best of my ability, that I can disclose to you the pearls, you know, of the inside, in a real way, as real as possible, without running too many people off. You know, because for those that may not understand or may not be proficient in Ebonics or jail talk or even a little Wall Street jargon, or, you know, a little Wall Street slang, you know, I may, from time, you know, time to time, I may institute all or any of those. You know, just a heads up. So, as I said, when I saw that, I'm like, whoa. And just got, like I say, just grateful. Because I know, I mean, it could get like a Ben-Hur movie in there. So anybody that recalls that time. Yeah, that can get pretty ugly. But coming back to the outside, you know, I got to say that, again, I spoke with a gentleman this week. He gave me a call in reference to being in the halfway house and so forth. And, you know, we talked for about 15 or 20 minutes. And we both agreed how grateful he was and how good of a shape he was being there. Because we both know how ugly it can get. So, yeah. I mean, but he earned his way. And the thing is, what I'm noticing is that you're hearing about it. Maybe it's just the mass media, but you're hearing more and more, you know, and people being indicted. And I'm sure we're going to hear even more. Because it seems like we have that temperament. You know, they're like political. Not to get so political about any of that. I'm the type of guy, that's why I have the show. I'm the type of guy that walked through what was said in front of me. I didn't complain about it. I didn't whine. Speaking of whining, that's another no-no as far as surviving. That's one thing you don't do under any circumstance. Because, for instance, you could be in the right about a particular situation with another individual. You may be venting or telling your side of the story to whatever authorities right there you're talking to, and you're whining. They may not even go with your truthful side of things, because the way you're delivering it, you're with the whining. So for me, what I did, I mean, acceptance is the key for me. I heard that many, many, many years ago. Wise man told me, acceptance is the key. And that goes across the board. And once I was able to acknowledge that, I start discovering other things across the board that worked, generally, that worked in all areas of my life, period. And that's what I'm here to share with you. Those are some of the survival tactics that I use and still use to this day. And we all know, if not most, I ain't perfect. So it ain't that type of story. It's just a day-to-day, or in this case, week-to-week, testimonial as to, how to walk through it. And, if you will follow me online, how I walk through it. You keep it as simple as possible. And as I said, for me, I just discovered that it's the power of perception. And what I mean by that is you can enter into the jail system or the work system or the armed forces or college, right? Or anywhere else you have to go. And the way you perceive what you're walking into is everything. You don't have to be jail, but in this case, we're going to talk about jail. For me, not the first time, but when I walked in jail, I can remember a time I discovered and found out that this could be anything you need it to be. So if you're working, it could be your bill source, paying bills. It could be your weed money source. Yes. Could be your makeup or whatever else you like to do to get stay glamorous source, or it could be your clothing source or whatever you need your money for. If that's what you need, what you're doing for, whatever it is, doesn't even matter. Your perception is everything. Because I could have taken on an entire different demeanor, or I could have held on, not like I didn't have it. I could have held on to an entire different demeanor for life and probably wound up with life. I mean, it's just a thing that can happen under that circumstance. So, and I believe on another show I mentioned about ducking into the library, not just for only for your safety, just to get a break and maybe learn something. That's what I saw. I saw it. And was surprised that many others didn't see it. And I was telling. So I was able to take full advantage of it for me. As well as mingle and do all the other things everybody else did, just with a sharp eye, of course. As I'm sure the next man. But, back to the topic. The thing is perception. And to me, like that's like the key walking in. To me, it's very important. I look at perception like prescription. What type of lenses are you looking through at what you're looking at? So what type of lenses are you looking through whatever you're looking at? So, and I'm grateful to this day I was able to change lenses, put on a new pair of glasses, so to speak, and start getting it. And for me, it was just a good place to begin getting it, you see. So it's an old saying I heard that just applied to me and applied to just my life, and it helped me get through. It was pretty simple. That's why it's so easy for me to remember. It's like, I'll be where I'm at. And I think Chris Tucker said it, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just the most, one of the most profound things I had heard. I'd be where I'm at, period. Wherever you're at. So I was able to learn, you know, from that. And then, as well as use it at the time. Not only was I able to, you know, gain these things for myself, I was able to utilize it to fend for myself as well as for others. Because, I mean, I don't make no bones about it. You know, I, to me, it's part of my testimony. I've saved many lives in there. Many. I'll say it one more time. I've saved many lives in jail. That's right. And so, now I know my knack. And that's why, you know, I said, well, hey. Yeah, the process of doing that, not like I was Superman or Spider-Man or anybody like that. Surely. Not even trying to paint that type of picture. Not at all. I've been persuasive. That's how I got in jail that time. I'm very persuasive, you know, need to be. So that was a time I needed to be. And it's another one behind that, too. But I got to take the audience temperature first to see if you're ready for it. But what I will give you is this. It's like a chess game. You got to know what piece to protect, see, for me. I got to go back to that. I got to go back to the chess game. And you got three things. In life, and it's so good to know where you fit in life. To me, this is just from my perception, giving you a view through my lens that I'm looking at. Three things in life to me, three steps. That's the weak, the strong, and then the intelligent. And I repeat it. It was for me. It was the weak, the strong, and the intelligent. And when I walked through and I saw that, and see it to this day, right now, then I was able to see how the board was set up. You know, structure, everything, structure, every structure. So once I was able to see that and, you know, we'll get a real good look at it, now is my turn to find out where I belong. See? So. And, you know, move pretty quick. I move pretty quick. So the thing is, it's just knowing where you fit in out of those three. And it may not be the one you like, but it's good to know. It's a good thing to take a look at. Because once you start taking a look at it and seeing how good it looks or how ugly it looks or how even squared up and even keeled you are, it's good to know where you are. It's good to take that test. Everything deserves to be tested. All the appliances in my place are tested. Now, tested. It says it anyway, but they're tested. So everything deserves to be tested before you're going to use it. So make that your test. You don't have to wait on it. You can do it yourself. You know, and I feel like especially the way the temperature, because I watch the world. That's what I do. Now, see, we're talking about jail. And we'll go inside and talk about that and how you, if you have that situation, how you can get through and maneuver and hopefully, and, you know, be better at what you have to go through if that's what you have to do. But we're also talking about this out here because the reason why I say that is because now I'm in a position to, as I watch the world. This is a very worldly city I live in. And I watch, that's what I do. I watch the world. All parts of it from right here. Because it, you know, it comes here. And that makes me not only being free and being able and so forth, as you can very well may tell, but just being able to see it through their eyes, see, makes me more appreciative. And what I like to do online, if you follow me on Instagram and Facebook and the others, I'm on LinkedIn as well, but you can plug it in from the webpage there. I like to share, you know, different parts of the city that others in different parts of the country or the world may not be privy to see. You know, like Hollywood Boulevard is a big deal to me through the eyes of others. So I like to share that back with others. It's just a good look. I, you know, it made me feel good. Let's just see who else can, you know, brighten up or whatever. Or make it even better if you're doing great. So, yeah, that's that. And just allow it to work. But it's really important to know that perception. I mean, I can't talk about that enough because it's so important. I mean, all the way down, just I'm just talking here, right? And although the name of the show is Jail, Parole, and Probation Survival, and I'd love to talk to you about that. If you have a situation out there, you're welcome and you're free to call in for free at 888-627-6008. Speak with me toll free if you like. And, you know, go through whatever you got to go through. Hopefully I'll be able to answer anything that, you know, you may have need to answer. But in the meantime, in the between time of that, oh, also, we're looking to pick up a sponsor next week to sponsor the show. And we're looking forward to that. So that could immediately enhance things as far as showtime, airtime, you know, different days, so forth, video. And, you know, we're going to be gradually moving from that point to the next, as well as guests and so forth. And I have them at bay, but we're waiting on that process to render itself and, you know, put me in the right position so I'm able to do that for you. And it'll be soon. But back to what I was saying, and I wanted to just really just put that out there and let you know that. But it's so important for the perception. I'm not saying to have perception like me. I'm saying it's just important. It's important to know where your perception is. I mean, in my opinion, just for me, because I had to go through this with me, just for me. And it was just me. So, even with religion, the way I perceive what I'm hearing or reading is important to me. If I'm perceiving it with an unskilled eye, I'm looking at it one way. If I'm perceiving it with an educated, skilled, cut through steel and diamond type eye, I'm definitely looking at it another way because I may question everything. So I didn't have any of those eyes, see, when it comes to religion. So I don't have a view. Well, I got a stance and a view, but I didn't have a view walking in. Well, yeah, the view from my mom. My mom, rest in peace, was a pastor, of course, in the own church many, many years, and gave me many, many things that I hold to this day. But I didn't have a view because I just couldn't exercise it the proper way that it was supposed to be done. I know how it's supposed to be done. I saw her. So I'm like, okay, I'm not able to do that. So I step back as far as, you know, telling anybody, oh, I'm professed in this, that, and the other, and I'm exercising and praising everybody. No, not me. I'm surviving is what I'm doing in that particular situation. But when it was time for me to face, all right, G, Blackwell, where you at? See, I'm really not a fence guy at all, period. I'm just not. And thank God I'm not. And the thing is, you know, that's a hot or cold situation too. So that's like a get on or get off. Because everything, you know, in that regard is a choice, period. That's the power we have. And that's very powerful. So for me, I went in on that particular thing with no perception, but not the one I thought I would have, that I was reared with. So I had, in my opinion, you know, I mean, I could be spooked up on my own accord and my own believer. Oh, that could happen as well. But just in my opinion, I just believe that the epiphany for me was, and part of my survival tactics and everything that I know and what I think I know, it's just part of that saving grace. And that's why I'm even able to talk about it, because it had to come to me in a way where it's believable for me, so that I can be able to write a story or tell a story, you know, in actuality, to you. You see? Because it's just a testimonial. Everything is. That's all it is. Just a story. Every book is a person. Every person is a book. Yeah, it's just a reflection. So that's all I am. If you can hear it, then that means it's identification. And it's just a reflection, period. Doesn't even matter where you got it from, where it derived from, where it grew, how it grew. It doesn't even matter. So that's, you know, I have to discover that, you know, in there. I mean, it gave me wicked things. And that's a term. But wicked things, like, I'm like, well, you ain't know the jail. I don't like jail as far as in the free world. I don't like jail. I don't like jail. I don't like telling people. I don't tell people I've been to jail. The only people I tell I've been to jail is you guys, period. Nobody else. And I trust you, you know, right? So it just has to be, I just walk like I walk. Period. So it doesn't matter what it says, you know, the final definition of it is, it doesn't matter where you have to get it from, because, all right, for instance, just to show you some of the things that I see, like, I had to go in right about the time when the buildings got hit in New York, right? When the towers got hit. Think about 8 or 9 months, maybe 3 or 4 months, well, a few months after that, time for me to do my walk. And I remember looking at CNN, and what I saw when I looked at the screen was everybody was the same color. And maybe it was just the angle I was looking at. I don't know. But to me, everybody on TV running around, scammering around, was ash gray. And I hope that's not too steady. You can hear me. Ash, A-S-H. Ash gray is what I saw. But that was my perception. Pushed ahead of everything else, even my vision, see? Because I remember that to this day. That was the first, that was my hot vision before I saw it. And it was, everybody was gray. So usually, with some people, and I happen to be one of those people, meaning, I see you once, I'm going to see you again. I'm one of them type of guys. period. It happens all the time, every time. So I'm going to revisit that because I saw it for what it was. I didn't even see the story so much. I just saw it for what it was. And no doom and gloom type of fella, because, hey, I'm free. I'm enjoying it every day. Trust me. But I am also a keep it real type of person, you know, for lack of a better current term. It's like, usually it's revisited, period. I had multiple stints I had to do. Like, re-upped for the war to get it. And I'm like, but damn, you know, any time a guy like myself feel used or questioning, you know, I don't know, maybe he might be using it. You think? Well, for me, any low self-esteem come in is the jail. And that's when he countered me and hit me with it. I'm not a thumper. That's what I'm not. I can't quote anything. I can't take you to John, no, nothing. Okay? So the way he told me was, hey, you ever heard of Paul? Yeah. But he instructed me to read the book like a novel, sit it down, don't try to understand it, don't, just read it. That's what I did, the entire thing. So in this instance, because I was feeling it, I'm low. Jail, no way, it's questionable, doubting, nah, not me. Plus, not cut for that. Okay. Came to me with, you ever heard of Paul? Yeah, read about him. Well, you know, most of those stories he wrote was from in jail. Thessalonica, Ephesians, and so forth. You probably know them. You listen out there, probably know the rest of them better than I do. Corinthians. He was in Corinthia. In jail. So, then I think there's a portion there where he saved one of the hacks. Yeah, one of the guards saved. So, and you know, the story goes on and on and on. But yeah, so it clarified the jail thing for me. And there's no way I could have gotten that. And I've invented some stuff, trust me. I've invented some clauses and closes. Boy, like a Rubik's Cube. But I couldn't do that one. So, that's part of my reason for being grateful every day, because the way I feel things gives me, you know, the strength and power to even do a show to harden someone else in different areas. Because like I say, I'm very proficient at surviving, like MacGyver, with, you know, without all the stuff, toothpick. But the tactics and everything that we use, you know, for streaming through life, you know, just getting through it till we're done. Looks like he gave those to me in there. And then he tested them on me out here. And now I'm to convey it to you right here. And that's just the way it is. But what I like to talk about too is that, you know, I love doing music because I feel that I have a lot to say. And that's one of the forms that I like doing. That's one of the ways that I like conveying what I have to say in my expression. So, and I'm different from what I'm told. It's a record caller different too. But I'm different from a lot of different other. And I love all types of music. I listen to all types of music every day. That's what I do. So, and I critique it. Because, you know, I like it. I like doing that. So I like writing and so forth. But, yeah, you can find me on Apple
Spotify and all over the place, Tidal, everywhere. You know, I'm up under G. Blackwell. Now, that's like the mammal. In case you haven't been to the site to see it, like the mammal, there's G, space, in another word, it's Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-H-A-L-E. And, you know, check it out. Let me know what you feel about the music. Give me your take on it, because I'm in this studio, not so much putting anything together, but writing a lot. I'm doing a lot of writing, you know. A lot of stuff to say, a lot of stuff I'm putting on paper. And it looks pretty decent. But yeah, if you can, give it a chance, give me a holler, let me know. Let me know what you think. And give us a shout out on one of the, you know, platforms. Link up with it. You know, some things that, many things that we can do. I look on the platforms and see so many motivational people and things, you know, and it's like I'm an old scammer, right? I sit with the boys who put it all together. That's what I did, right? So I don't really, the easiest people in the world is scammers, but I don't worry about that online or any of that. I don't have nothing for you to scam anyway. Thing is, and I'm good with everything that I do on it. And I love it. Meaning watching other people from across the country, especially, you know, a lot of the young guys, the young artists, just heavy, saying stuff. I love staying informed, plugged in. You know, I love being motivated by my own man, and you know, they giving it to me, you know, so, and I'm grateful for that. But also I got, you know, friends and followers from, you know, clear over in Germany. I was able to do a commercial for a German or a sports drink. And so some of those people are on there in the school. And I like that. And that ain't bad coming from, you know, level four. But not really, just from four to a camp. But not directly from before. But that's just even my transition, because I walked it down. So that's part of survival. Because everybody don't have to do that. Some guys come in going back to the jail, if you will. Some guys can go straight, in fact, to the feds, go straight to the camp. Like, oh, well, I didn't want to go here. But for instance, Harvey Weinstein. Right? Now, that's a big one. You see? And to even speak on that, you sort of got to know what you're talking about. Or leave it alone. It's real easy to leave it alone. And they're skimming over it, and they're me tooing it out there in the news. I'm watching. And you've got a few people hitting them with a few different things regarding women and, you know, power and whatever. But he's going to have to take a walk, and he's going to help him a little. What's going to help him is that the feds have got involved. And once they're involved, the reason why they'll help him is because if he goes to do his time in the feds, he can at least live. We make it to that state, not going to be good at all. It's going to be different in a bad way. But if we can get to the Fed, we can at least live. Still could be ugly, but not dangerous ugly. It's that different. To a point. I mean, at the same time, anything can happen because, you know, people, situations, people get heated reasons for different reasons. I can elaborate a little bit more on that, but I'll keep that one to myself. The thing is, what I will say is, it's that much of a difference, no matter if it has to, if the feds hit him and he has to do a little more time, but they ask for more. It'll still benefit him in the long run. He has five more, believe it or not. I know that sounds crazy as hell, but trust me, it's that different. He could live. And that's part of surviving. in jail live, what decision would you make? Everything is a decision. Yeah. That's a cold one. But hadn't come yet, but that's just my opinion. That's what I believe. And that's what I see. I see it for him. But at the same time, he has to go learn his lesson. All of it. Wherever you at. You gotta learn them wherever you at. I'm just grateful to God, not just what I'm learning and what I had to learn, what I had to go through, thank God I was able to survive it, but what I didn't have to go through. Because, boy, oh boy. If my test was like the guy to the right of me at the time when I was living in like Victorville, which is a maximum federal joint in Victorville, California. I mean, while I was in Victorville, I mean, it's one of the places you have to slide to eat. That's the way I saw it. We didn't say that, but that word formed in my mind going to chow. I'm getting ready to slide to chow, right? I'm going to slide there because like I'm going to glide because I'm going to watch everything. Like that's how I drive now. When I drive, I watch everything. So I'll get back to that as well. But I'll glide to chow because I got to watch everything. But this is the high, the average guy walking around with 20 meters. And he's smiling. So not to mention the many, many lifers on the same yard. I mean, 30 was a common number, but the lifer then, but 20 was just a guy that, hey, how you doing? So, I would slide to chow. That's the mindset I had going and coming back. So, to go to chow, we had to walk through a metal detector just to go eat. It was maximum like that. And to come back. So, but at the same time, the government, you have to respect them. They ain't afraid of nothing. They're the baddest MS I've seen in my life. I got to say that because at the same time, a lot of the guys in this hive at the time, this maximum joint, worked in what's called, the warehouse where the armored tanks, I believe they were coming back from Iraq at the time. That war they had over that situation they were going through over there. Yeah, it was. Iraq, for whatever repairs, I couldn't understand this to this day. I still don't. For whatever repairs, they would bring the tanks back, the Humvees back there to the joint. And these guys would repair them. They would find all type of stuff. And the government, the reason why I say they're not afraid of anything, they would pay you $100 if you find a bullet. This is a true story. They pay you $100 for every bullet found. Right? So, one day, you know, on any given day, you can wake up, anything may have happened or anything is about to happen. So one day we're all out there, everybody's out on the recreation yard. Mind you, just to show you how the feds and the jail interact with the street and media and people and just how things just, you know, circle and come back around. One of the guards in the recreation department is also a referee for the Boxing Federation people there in Vegas. He drives back and forth because Victorville is like a halfway point between L.A., I'd say. Well, close to Vegas anyway. Yeah, just about halfway point. So he would, you know, go back and forth from Vegas to Victorville. But, yeah, he worked in the recreation department in the pen. And that night we may see him on TV on the boxing channel, you know, with somebody in the ring, Mayweather or whatever. So, yeah, so
that guy was there working that day, and we were all around the recreation. Everybody's out there looking around, watching each other, and watching each other. So all of a sudden, yard recall. And everybody's going in. You never know what it's for. Sometimes I guess you don't need to know what it's for until, you know, until it's time for you to know. Just for right now, yard recall. So get out of the way. So, okay, go back in. Come to find out, on one of the tables in the black section was a radio. We all had radios. You can buy them from the store right there, or you can order them through the catalog. Whichever way, I'm sure you can do anything. Shop, you know, sweats, whatever. You can order them at the book, buy them at the store, however you can get it. Just one of the radios you see every day. You know, like I say, when you go into the jail system, you usually go back in the past. So this is a Sony Walkman, right? Not a Walkman like tape, but a square radio, like AM, FM, baseball. So anyway, it's a bomb. The radio is a bomb. And the warden at the time, beautiful young lady out of the Chicago area. Every time she came through, I remember she'd come through and corral us up and take us here, there, talk to the guy. She used to, everybody would look at her. She's so pretty, right? Gorgeous. And there was a rumor that her husband was an FBI agent, so, you know, don't just look at her, just leave her alone. But she was highly respected for once she's from Chicago. I mean, you're going to get that if you're carrying it right. From Chicago, if you're carrying this, you're carrying what you know right, however you're carrying it, you're doing it right, you're going to get respected. Period. That's just the way it goes, hands down. Or you're not. One or two. Well, she was carrying it properly. So, well respected and admired. And, yeah, thwarted it. Yeah, and so we all went back in, fed the actual FBI briefcase. Shirt and tie, not the marshals, because they usually come do the running, but the Fed shirt, tie, suit, briefcase, car on the lot. That means sheriff, CO, and everybody else at bay. Everybody bag up, and they walk in to investigate. Taped the boy's cell up when they found out who they thought did it. Taped his cell up like he was Jack the Ripper. Because, I mean, when we came out, finally, people walking by, looking in, peeking. Just like the little old lady on the street, but just in more of like a little man, you know, a little manly manner. Walking by, peeking, and then walk back by, and then walk by again. Maybe one more time. Peeking and looking. Tape on the door. Big tape. Saying all type of stuff. Caution. Hot. Back up. Back the fuck up. That's what he said. So that's why you got to peek. So it's like we're looking and looking. They stripped the cell down to, it was nothing in the cells anyway. But they stripped the nothingness down to more nothingness. So I was asking, how'd you do that? God damn. They took the cell, nothing, down to more nothing. Because they went through it. I think they lifted the paint off the wall or something because they went through it. I was like, how in the hell did you do a cell, and I know that rhyme, like that? So I was like, wow, so that awed me. But I can say just one of the things, just a normal day, in the Fed, because you got the best of the best of the best of the best of the best, including the bomb makers. And I'm not talking about just new terrorists. I'm talking about just people. No matter who, no matter where he learned it from, he learned it. Made in, you know, in the Fed, you can find, everything comes back to you. You find out everything. So he used the mercury, or he used the thing in the thermostat, the thermometer, with the portion of the bullet. The bullet came back into play. Then the rumors started, the flak jacket. Okay, what is that? How does that do something?
Okay, but the flag jacket came and put, oh, yeah, that too? Yo. Yeah, he blew up the flag jacket. I don't know. But all this came into play, and just with the guy, they whisked him away. Never to be heard of again. And just, you know, repaired the cell best they could and put two more in there. But that guy, they whisked him away. And he was like, he was just a regular, everyday Dick Van Dyke type of guy, if you know what I mean, of old school. So in this day, let's see, that would be, what's the equivalent? The CNN guy. Of course, I can't think of the name. I watch him every day. Anderson, without knowing he's gay. Anderson Cooper, to me, like that. Just the person, just him, the man. Anderson Cooper type of fella today. Regular guy. Just whisking through. Intelligent, talks with him, he's very intelligent. Oh, okay, bye, go this way, you go that way. Every day, no big deal. Meet up with him in the laundry room, see him again. Hey, how you doing? Gonna kill us all. So there you go. So these are the things that, you know, when I leaned in there, you know, I had to lean into and walk it out, you know, and get it. And basically what it does is qualifies me to do what I can do best for the individual. Like I say, this serious situation here, because I know for a fact the jail, getting arrested and going to jail, even just this weekend with the Memorial Day, just for starters, Memorial Day weekend, out of the stops that they have for the cars. You make 80, 90 arrests. Going to jail, man. If you got any kind of situation that go with going to jail, meaning you may have to stay over the weekend, you may have to go downtown. You go downtown, you're getting ready to see something. And it ain't 4th of July. It ain't going to be happy. It's going to be very, very dim and dank. And just, you know, some stuff you don't want to be around. It's like you put yourself there. So whatever you got going, if you don't have it going correctly out there, you know, do everything you can to affix yourself. To just stay. You're living in the day now where you want to keep all your affairs in order. I'm telling you that. You're living in it day to day. And, you know, as an older gentleman, you know, it's like I care a lot. I still care a lot. You know, I care about you. I care about me a lot. And that's why I speak on it. So you have to, in this day, do all that you can to keep, put first, if they're not put, then keep all your affairs in order. Because things are beginning to become more, if you just pay attention, more and more formal. And we just like, what channel? Because they just shot a lady. And I'm not saying, I'm like, did you hear about what happened? No, I don't have a gavel here or pulpit or none of that stuff. I'm just telling you, there's a lady at the border. I don't know what kind of lady, what nationality, or anything, because I just heard it. I saw it, but just heard it at the same time. Shot at the border. And it's just, I don't know. It's, when they showed it, she was whisked away already. So I'm like, oh, she whisked away from the cars to keep moving. Because it don't stop. So it's like, have all of your affairs in order. And it's none of that. I don't know who I'm talking to out there. No, I know who I'm talking to. To whoever don't have your affairs in order. Have put first, put, and then keep all of your affairs in order. Man, I'm not saying to you like I'm perfect. That's what I'm not. I'm imperfect. So what I'm saying to you is, let's, you know, glean it from the jail, you know, without having to go into the cell. You know what I mean? And right now it's just a show. We're just talking and listening. And, you know, like the old saying I heard, you don't mean nothing to you till it means something to you.
So we're trying to avoid that second part. And what I'd like to do is just thank everyone for just taking the time out to share this hour with me. I appreciate you more than you even know. And I just want to just let you know that there's more things to come. Hit me up on the website. If you can, leave any kind of message that you can on any other platforms. Love to hear from you. Love and respect to you. Hopefully you have a banged up, good week to come. Enjoy. Peace. God bless.
Tune in live every week to Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris on BBS Radio Station 1 on Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And don't forget to connect with Greg on your favorite social media platform. He's there. To find out more, go to bbsradio.com/JPPS. We're glad you did.